אם גם את הפרק ובאבה דלת, אין אדם יוצא ידי חובץ אכילת מצה, אלא אם כן אוכלה מאחד מחמש הסמינים, שנאמר לסוף על חמץ, של שם תאכל מצה. דבר הבא מדי חימות, אם אכלן מצה יותר מדי חובצה, אבל שעוד דברים, כגון אורז ודלת ומקיקניאז, אין יוצא בהם ידי משהו לפי שאין בהם חמץ. In this din, this is from the Gemara on the front page. Gemara says it's a hakech. Again, whenever you have two mitzvahs in the same pasuk, so one of the mitzvahs that are in Rosh Hashanah is that the fact of two mitzvahs are put in the same pasuk is to be makish. Right. Now, there is a very, very fundamental machlokes between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban relating to the Gemara and Lamed Vav and so on about this din of Dvarim Habaim Yedei Chimut and Ochol Matzah Yotam and Yedei Chavasa. The Ramban says, well, let's begin with the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor says that what this Hekesh does is it identifies those types of grain from which matzah can be produced. Those types of grain which, if you allow it, will be von de chimutz. So when you those types of grain in achol and matzah yotzei min yedei chavasa. Some other plants, other foods that grow from the ground, if they don't have the potential to be well, they're here, but you can't make them for matzah. So it's a way of identifying how do you know that you bake matzah elubram sholem yotzei min yedei chavasa v'pesach v'mishal mamed hei hachita ha'sa'ora Kusman, Shibol, Shulan, Shufan, and Shifan, how do you know that those Chameshas Haminim are the Minim from which you can bake matzah? Because those are the Minim which potentially are Bali Dechimus. That's what it means according to the Baal HaMor. Ramban says it means more than that. Ramban says it means that it was also baked in a way that it had the potential to be Bali Dechimutz. Right? Not only that these Minim, under some circumstances, could be Bali Dechimutz, but no, in this actual baking, it could have been Bali Dechimutz. Now, just to kind of concretize that difference, so to concretize it within the Shittas HaRambam, so there is a din of lechem oni, and the Gemara says on Lamed Vav, also among other places, that lechem oni is lafugi matzah shira, right? That you're not yotzei mitzvahs matzah by eating matzah shira. So most Rishonim learn that matzah shira means when the dough has anything other than just water. If the dough is more than flour and water, if it's anything besides flour and water, so that makes it into a matzah shir. It makes it into a richer dough. The Rambam has an interesting shita that he thinks that matzah shir is only if you add yayin, shalom, cholav, or dvash. Only those four make it into matzah shira. But apple juice, eggs, egg matzah, according to the Rambam, is not matzah shira. If you would have apple juice matzah, according to the Rambam, it wouldn't be matzah shira. Dafke yayin shemen, cholav advash. Those are the examples the Gemara gives. The Gemara, the Brisa gives. The Yerushalim say, you know, it's sort of dibu b'lashon hova. That was sort of what was customarily done, but it means anything other than mayim. Hagam that Rashi was misupik about egg, whether or not egg is whatever. Anyway, it's a different context. Forget that. Fine. So the Rambam holds that only Yayim Shem Chol V'Dvash is Matzah Shir. So according to the Rambam, Egg Matzah is not Matzah Shir. Fine. Now there's another din that Meperos Ein Machmitzin. Right? That if you, and according to Rov Rishonim, leaving aside Shitas Rashi, the Rambam doesn't agree with Rashi, it means Ein Machmitzin Klal. That if you knead a dough without water, exclusively with meperos, again, whatever, apple juice, egg, whatever it is, without water, so then it's Eino Machmitz. Meperos Ein Machmitz. That's what it says in the Gemara. Meperos Ein Machmitz. Now, so according to the Rambam, you can eat egg matzah at the Seder. According to the Rambam, obviously we don't do that. The Rambam is a Das Yotel in terms of that. But according to the Rambam, you could eat egg matzah at the Seder for your kezayis. For your kezayis. Now, that egg matzah that you eat at the Seder for your kezayis, do you have to add water when you need it? Because otherwise, it's not bali dechimutz, and if it's not bali dechimutz, yata yata b'mishem mitzvah matzah. Right? So this would be a case where you'd have enough gemina between the Ramban and the Baal HaMor, right? According to the Baal HaMor, the drama bali dechimutz is just a way of identifying the chita, the sa'ora, the chamesh haminim. It's not talking about the ofen ho'asiyah, the ofen halisha. It's just identifying that elu dvarim she'adam otziyah yo'adam yotivani dechavosa b'pesach. So then, if you would apply that understanding within the Shita Sarambam, so then the egg matzah that the Rambam could eat at the Seder could be nilosha exclusively with mei beitzim. It wouldn't have to have mayim in addition. Masha'in ken, according to the Ramban, that dvarim habani dechimutz ata yotze b'shin mitzvah matzah means not only that it identifies the chita, the sa'ora, etc., but it also means that the way you went about baking the chita into matzah, it had the potential to become chomech, but again, but you prevented it. So that would then mean that since meperos alone are not machmets, only if meperos are mixed with mayim would there be chomets, so then the Rambam's egg matzah for the Seder would have to be nilosha with egg and water. So the Magid Mishnah actually touches upon this question. He doesn't reference Ramban and the Baal HaMor. If you take a look in Halacha Hay, in our parak Halacha Hay, matzah shalosha b'meperos. You see, it's a few lines into the Halacha Rotsa. Matzah shalosha b'meperos. You have it? Matzah shalosha b'meperos, yotze b'yidecha vosa b'pesach. Aval ein loshan osa b'yayin o shemen o dvash o cholav, yishem lechemoni k'moshe b'yayin. Right, so that's the Shittas Rambam, the dafka those four, yayin, shemen, cholav, and dvash, make matzah ashira, but other meperos don't make matzah ashira. So if you take a look in the Magid Mishnah says, If you're looking in the Frankel, it's the first wide line in the Magid Mishnah, towards the end of the line. V'omnam ra'isi misha kosev she'enu yotze b'matzah hanilosha b'meperos b'lvad el in taruvas mayim. Now, he gives a second reason, not the reason we gave him, but Ramban gives this reason also. V'fisha anu tzrichin shimo mechometz v'chol she'enu machmetz en yotzim b'yidei matzah, because it's not nitfas and shimo. So the Ramban says, there are two reasons why when you bake matzah, it has to have the potential to become chometz. Number one, because otherwise it's lacking in dvam havam lidechimot ata yotze bahem yishu mitzvah matzah. And number two, the din is ushvatim is hamatzos, then matzah hamishtamer is l'shem matzah. That you have to do a shmira for mitzvah matzah. So says the Ramban and says the Magid Mishnah, the Shmira is only if there is if there's a process underway that could result in chimutz, and you're supervising and you're accelerating to prevent that chimutz from happening, because once it's baked, then it can't become chometz. So you're accelerating to prevent it. So then that's shimur. But if you're doing it under such secure conditions, you know, you'd be using only egg. So then, even if you hold like the Rambam, that's not a chesaron of matzah ashira, which is what most Rishonim hold, but it would be a chesaron that there's no shmira. Right? So this din, kitzur ha'maisa, this din, which the Rambam quotes from the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey, that he introduces us to here in Halacha Dalet, that Dvarim habani dechimutz, potentially, only Dvarim which are potentially habani dechimutz, only they and only those can be made into matzah. According to the Baal Amor, that's just a way of identifying the chita, usa'ora, etc., from which you make matzah. And according to the Ramban, it's more than that. It's that, but it's also, it tells you how it was baked. It was baked in a way that if you would have been more laid back, taka would have become chometz. Again, the Rambam doesn't really tell you explicitly what he thinks. He doesn't tell you explicitly. The Magen Mishnah assumes that he's on the same page with the Rambam, but the Rambam you can't. It's not really mafurish either way in the Rambam. Now, again, the whole nafka mina that we've been talking about until now is not really a nafka mina for us, because we don't pass on like the Rambam comes from Matzah Shira, right? The Rambam is a das yachid, so we would never eat at the Seder, we would never eat anything other than if it was needed with water, where the potential for chemos was always there. In addition, Ashkenazim, leaving aside a chola or zaken, we don't eat matzah shir for other reasons. Maybe we'll talk about that later. We wouldn't eat it even not for the gazayis, for reasons that is a different circuit. We'll talk about that later. But lechora, all of this does affect the following shayla. But there is let's say you have someone who his system can't tolerate gluten. So the Chamesh HaSaminim all have gluten. Oats have the least, but all the Chamesh HaSaminim have gluten. So some, depending upon what the degree of sensitivity is, so some can tolerate the amount of gluten in oats and would eat the oat matzah. That's why they make oat matzah to accommodate such individuals. But there is, in theory, the question is whether this works. In theory, that there is another way to navigate that problem, which is I think that they can take the gluten out of the chita. Abigadabra. Something along those lines, and they take the gluten out of the chita. But here's the rub. I think this is correct. You can, if you know, you can, by all means, chime in. If not, you check up on it. Kimeduma that it's the gluten which is responsible for the chimitz, and that once you take the gluten out of the Chamesh HaSaminim, they're not machmetz anymore. I think that is the metzias. Again, I think so. So, assuming that is correct, so then the question is, are you yotzei if you make matzah from the Chamesh HaSaminim? This is chita, but it's chita where you removed the gluten. So the pashtus is that at least partially, that's totally on what we're talking about right now. That according to the Ramban, both of the Ramban's reasons, that the way you bake the chita into matzah, it has to be susceptible to becoming chometz. A, because that's implied by the hekesh of Dvan Habal Midei Chimutz, Atze Yotze Bahen Mishum Mitzvus Matzah, and B, because you need to do a Shmira, and it's only a Shmira if there's a possibility of chimutz that you're guarding against. If there's no possibility of chimutz that you're guarding against, then you're not doing a shimua. So then the pashta says again, assuming that the metzias is correct, that it's the gluten shabot which is indispensable for it to become chomet. So then according to the Ramban, it doesn't work. Because according to the Ramban, you're not yotzei mitzvos matzah with that. So it wouldn't be a solution. What happens if the person can't eat? The person can't eat. So it's on the shulchan on the fatrei. So it's not, either the person can eat or can't eat. But the fact that this isn't the solution doesn't change that. If he can't eat, he can't eat. According to the Baal HaMor, so then yesh lodem. According to the Baal HaMor, yesh lodem. So according to the Baal HaMor, assumes that the din of the Rambam's din of halacha dalet from the Gemara in Lamed Hei of Dvan Habal Midei Chimutz Ata Yotzei Mishum Matzah is a way of identifying the chitas of. It's not telling you about how it was baked. And the Baal HaMor also assumes, what would the Baal HaMor do with the din of Shmir? I don't know. The question is, well, maybe it's good according to the Baal HaMor. Is it good according to the Baal HaMor? But the pashtus says that according to the Ramban, according to the Magid Mishnah, it definitely doesn't work. The Rosh Hameya thinks there's a raya against the Ramban from a Mishnah Mechala. So what do you have to be mafresh chala from? The same chamesh asanim. How do you know that? It doesn't say in the Torah in Parsha Shlach, it doesn't list the chamesh asanim. So how do you know that the chi of chala is from chamesh asanim? The Torah talks about v'hoya v'acholchem milechem ha'oretz. When you're eating lechem, I don't know what lechem is. Maybe lechem is cornbread. Maybe lechem is potato bread. How do you know what lechem is? So the Torah refers to matzah as lechem only. Matzah, again, it's not only lechem, but it's even more narrowly, it's lechem only, but it's lechem. So matzah has a shem lechem. Matzah is from the Chamesh Saminim, so lechem lechem, v'hoya v'acholchem lechem oretz. So that's how the zechi of challah by the Chamesh Saminim. The Rash in the beginning of challah quotes a Yerushalmi from challah. Nem alechem b'pesach, v'nem alechem b'challah. Ma alechem ha'b'omlo b'pesach, dover shuvali de'chom etzim matzah. Af alechem sh'nem b'challah, dover shuvali de'chom etzim matzah. And that's what Yerushalmi says. How do you know that the chi of challah is? V'chesh es aminem is the alfus of lechem lechem. And how do you know that matzah is the chamishas aminim? Because of bal midei chimutz. What does bal midei chimutz mean in terms of matzah? So that's what we've been discussing. I'm in balam the balama, right? Well, so it says with Meir Simcha, so there's a Mishnah in Challah, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Isa shenilosha b'mei peros, chayeves v'chala, v'ne'echales b'yodayim mesu'avas. What does it mean that it's ne'echales b'yodayim mesu'avas? It means that it's not mukhsha l'kabel tumma. Right? It hasn't had hecha l'kabel tumma. Why? Because clearly it means it was nilosha b'mei peros alone. So there's no water, and none of the other Shiva Mashkim, which are Machshir and Kabbalah's Kulma. So the Mishnah in Challah is talking about Meperos, not with Tavu Vismayim. It's talking about an Isa Shenilosha with Meperos alone, and it's Chayavis and Challah. But how do you know what kind of Isa is Chayav and Challah? You know it from Lechem Lechem, Yimatzah. All right, so very simple thing, so this should be, this is a Kasha on the Ramban. So don't you see that the whole din of Bar Midei Chimutz is just identifying the meaning of Chita and Sa'ora? It's not telling you about how it's baked, about how it's being prepared, because otherwise, Mehecha Tesei, why doesn't that din carry over to Challah also? Okay, so you have to figure out what the Ramban's teretz is going to be in that kasha from the Bar. Backtrack for a minute to Halach Gimel. Ochol matzah b'lo kavan k'yon sh'ansuhu goyim u'listem le'achol yatzei lecha vasa. So you don't require kavana to be yatzei mitzvah's matzah. So he's not eating the matzah l'shem mitzvah. He's eating it because for whatever reason the goyim u'listem coerce him into eating the matzah. Ochel kezayis matzah v'hu nichfa be'eis shtuso v'acha kach nesrape chay lechol acha she nesrape v'fi she'osa achila ha'yisa b'sha'a she'hoya potu mikol ha'mitzvos. So the Rambam says hagam that you don't need kavana to be yotzei mitzvos matzah, but that doesn't mean that a shota has a kiyum ha-mitzvah. Let's say a person was a shota le'al tezvav. And be'es shtuso, he'll eat a kezayis, and then within le'al tezvav, he'll return to lucidity. So then the Rambam says he has to eat again, because the first doesn't register. So there's a machlokas tanoim in the beginning of the ninth parak in Masechas Pesachim about what the relationship is between Pesach Sheni and Pesach Rishon. And specifically, it's a three-way machlokas tanoim. And specifically, if someone wasn't chayav in Pesach Rishon, so is he mischayav in Pesach Sheni? Well, no. Pesach Sheni is a makeup. If you weren't chayav in the first place, it's tashlumin. But if you weren't chayav in the first place, again. So what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is two cases. Ger shen is gaya. If you have a ger who is misgaya chayes v'shchodeshiya, or a katan who becomes bar mitzvah v'shchodeshiya. So both of the above were part of the Pesach Rishon, and now are eligible to be chayiv in Pesach Sheni, but the shail is Pesach Sheni its own mechayiv or no? It's just that's the three machlokes tanoim in the ninth parak in Masechus Pesachim. Now the Rambam paskins that they are mischayiv in Pesach Sheni. That a gershin is gaya and a kotin shehigdil between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni do become chayovim in Pesach Sheni. Perkei aloch hazayin hilchos kotin Pesach. Gershin is gaya ben Pesach Rishon le Pesach Sheni, v'chein kotin shehigdil ben shnei Pesachim, chayovim masas Pesach Sheni. But then the Rambam says, v'im shachtu olav, meaning the kotin, im shachtu olav v'rishon potter. But if the katan was nimna on a korban Pesach Rishon, so then he's not chayav in Pesach Sheni. So l'chaora, you see here that hagam that he wasn't chayav in Pesach Rishon, but since he was part of Pesach Rishon, so he was mekayim the mitzvah. So my shna from our halacha here. Now our halacha here is in the Rambam is also a gemara. The gemara that if Ochal when he was a shelta, so it was a gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So this is again the shachta of Berishan. I think is the Rambam's own in Hilchos Korban Pesach. The fact in our halacha here. That if a person was a shota when he ate matzah, so that when and he returns to lucidity that same night, that is chayav. That's a gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So the shaila is, what's the difference in the two cases? So I guess you might have thought maybe there's a difference between a shota and a katan. Maybe a katan is just sort of exerts a kosev. There's a lot of badas, but maybe when a katan does something, he has a kiyum mitzvah. Mashen kein, a shota means he's out of touch with reality. So a shota doesn't have any kiyum mitzvah, even when he's part of a katan does. Rashi Reb Chaim doesn't give that answer, probably because when our halacha, when the Rambam explains why the achila at the time he was a shota doesn't register, and why is chayav lechel achshon esraf beis? So the Rambam says the fisha osachil haisa b'shasha yapotim mikol mitzvahs, and he doesn't say anything which is more true of a shota than a katan. But that sentence is equally true of a katan. Just mistama, there is in the Mishnah Melech has in Hilchos Ishus. He quotes in Machlokes Rishonim. Whether or not gavlus depends upon shaos, or it only depends upon yomim. So let's say the baby is born at 3 o'clock in the morning. He was born leil haseder at 3 a.m. So the generally accepted opinion is, so he becomes a gadol. He becomes bar mitzvah at tzeis hakochavim on leil haseder. Aye, but it's still 6 hours before he was born. No, so. So gadlus is totally on shanim and yomim. It's not totally on shaos. There is one view in the Rishonim, which Malach has, that it's totally on shaos also. So the Maisa, if you would hold like that view, you could clear the same shaila that the Gemara has by the Shavta. You could have by Kotan also, according to that view. Because according to that view, he becomes a gadol at 3 o'clock in the morning on the Lela Seder. Some from the fact that the Rambam doesn't have that case. I don't know. Is there a raya? No, maybe he's just quoting the case the Gemara gives, the illustration the Gemara gives. I'll call upon him. So the question is, what's the difference between the case of a katan sheshachtu olav Pesach Rishon, that by virtue of that, he's potter, where even though otherwise he would have been described in Pesach Sheni, as opposed to the shelter who ate a Zion's matzah ve'eshuso lichshe yisrape, if it happened within the night, so then he's chayif to eat. And again, the mashmas in the Rambam is that it isn't the difference between shota, and it's not that shota is gorat fe. So if Chaim has it in the Sefer, he explains as follows. I mean, he's right. He doesn't just say this, but sort of just distilling the punchline. So if Chaim has it in the Sefer as follows. He says that most mitzvahs, you mekayim the mitzvah, there's a prescribed maisa mitzvah. You do the maisa mitzvah, so then you mekayim the mitzvah. If someone is not mechuyev in the mitzvah, so then it doesn't have a chalosh shem, maisa mitzvah. So he's not going to be mekayim in the mitzvah. Come Pesach, where in addition to the fact that there's a mitzvah, there's also a chalos of, let's say, that he's monoy on the Pesach, which allows him to eat from the Pesach. The kiyum ha-mitzvah is memela, someone who was makriv the korban Pesach. So memela, that constitutes a kiyum ha-mitzvah. But the standard you look at is not whether or not the person was mechuyev in the mitzvah, but whether or not the person was makriv the korban Pesach. But by achilas matzah, there's no chalos to achilas matzah other than the fact that there's a mitzvah sachila. Mashen came by korbanos, that there's a chalos to being moni on the Pesach and shechting a Pesach, even independent of the mitzvah. So there, the kiyum ha-mitzvah depends upon whether or not one was makriv. As opposed to matzah, which is the norm by almost every other mitzvah, there the kiyum ha-mitzvah is a function of having done the maisa mitzvah. So the Rambam says, if you were potter at the time, so then it's not a maisa mitzvah that's gonna result in a kiyum. For purposes of hakravas ha-pesach, the kiyum ha-mitzvah just depends upon the fact of hakravas ha-pesach. So hayos that a katan is a bar hakrava, so then the meila he'll also have the kiyum ha-mitzvah. He has two mahalchim, but that's one of the two.